بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل فقد افترى إثما عظيما. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala encouraged us to believe on all what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And if we go against that, we should fear the curses of Allah Ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the greatest hope for people in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, what I have explained, is in this ayat. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. بے شک اللہ نہیں بخشتا اس کو جو اس کا شریک کرے. Undoubtedly, Allah does not forgive that person who dies in the condition that he was making shirk. He associated partners with Allah Ta'ala, and according to other ayat, those who made kufr with Allah, did not believe in Allah, those who did not believe at all, or they believed but they made shirk, they believed in more than one Allah. Those categories, if they died without making tawbah from that guna, then they will not be forgiven. Besides that, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. اور بخشتا ہے اس سے پیچھے کے گناہ جس کے چاہے. And besides that, whichever other gunas there are, and even without tawbah, for whom Allah wishes, He will forgive them. The guna of shirk and kufr, Allah will not forgive if a person did not make tawbah. However, if he makes tawbah, he would have been making shirk and kufr for 100 years. If he makes sincere tawbah, that also gets immediately forgiven. But if he dies without having made tawbah, then that will not be forgiven. But besides that, any and all other gunas, big, big, big gunas also, Allah will forgive even without a person asking for forgiveness, for whom Allah wishes. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. اور جس نے شریک ٹھہرایا اللہ کا. However, a person who associated partners with Allah Ta'ala and he died in that condition, or he made kufr, he did not believe in Allah at all, and he died in that condition, فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. تو اس نے بڑا طوفان باندھا. Then he has committed a very, very great guna, a very great harm and destruction for himself. So in this ayat, ulama have written, the greatest hope of Allah's mercy and the greatest kindness that Allah has shown in this ayat, that kufr and shirk, if a person even makes tawbah from that, it gets forgiven. But if he did not, those are two gunas that Allah will never forgive. Besides that, whatever other guna, if Allah wishes to, even a person did not make tawbah and he did not repent, but for whom Allah wishes, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. And Allah's mercy is unlimited. But we have to take our precaution. We can't be sure that we will be included in that. And Allah's mercy, we have got full hope that we will be included in that forgiveness of Allah. But there is no guarantee, warranty of that. So therefore, we should make tawbah of all our gunas, and of kufr and shirk also. We should always make tawbah istighfar. And the easy way for this is to read our kalimas that we learned as small children. The five kalimas and the imam, imani mufassal, imani mujmal. Try and read it at least every night, and if we read it every morning also, very good for us. Inshallah, there is great hope a person who does that, then Allah will forgive all his gunas, and he will go directly to Jannah when he passes away. And of course, that is the lowest level. We should try and make tawbah of all our gunas, fulfill all the commandments of Allah, and enjoy the blessings and the rahmat of Allah in this world also all the time. And as soon as we die, we go into the great mercy and the great kindness of Allah Ta'ala without any fear of anything whatsoever. Allah has made the way very clear for us, and it is enjoyable. But we choose the difficult and hard way with all the hardship, with all the punishments and difficulties in life. That is the way of a very person whose head is completely upside down. Otherwise, a person will choose a life where he gets pleasure and enjoyment, and that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and make our lives correct and look at the great mercy of Allah and not turn to shaitan who is here just to deceive and mislead us. And not here we should follow our nafs, which is also our enemy. We should follow Allah and the commands of Allah, which are full of mercy and kindness, and for which Allah has sent Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a great mercy for the entire universe. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and following his lifestyle, there is only barakat, goodness, protection in the way of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Subhanallah.